There is a difference of opinion between the United States and Iraq over money, $6.6 billion to be precise. The money was sent as cash after the U.S.-led invasion in 2003, and no one knows what happened to it. Much of it may have been stolen. Federal auditors are conducting a new review to try to follow the money trail. Stuart Bowen is heading up the investigation. He's a U.S. Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction. He says America was ill-prepared for the ambitious project of stabilizing Iraq.
The United States was not well-structured to carry out so large a stabilization operation. It requires effective contracting mechanisms, sufficient numbers of contracting officers, sufficient number of oversight personnel who will go out and implement quality assurance and supervise quality control programs, IT systems that can track progress, and most importantly, a reasonably safe setting in which to carry out an enormous reconstruction program. The United States didn't have any of those in place in 2003, 2004, when this unprecedented reconstruction program began, and thus too much waste and too much fraud occurred.
All this money was sent in shrink-wrapped stacks of $100 bills on planes to Baghdad. That seems in and of itself a shaky and insecure way to transfer the money to Iraq. Who thought that was a good idea?
Well, that was, again, another ad hoc measure implemented as a result of not having a system in place. I have described what happened in Iraq as an adhocracy, and I think the lesson...
Adhocracy.
An adhocracy, yes. A series of temporary agencies created on an ad hoc basis to manage this massive reconstruction program. And it was too much. It was too large an effort without the resources in place, without the planning in place to expect success. And my work today has focused not just on auditing and investigating crimes, but also on making recommendations through lessons learned reports so that in future stabilization operations, the United States is better prepared to execute and succeed.
Mr. Bowen, whose money was this exactly?
Iraqi money.
Iraqi money, but it came from the United States?
Yes. Interestingly, the Iraqi oil funds are deposited in the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. That's a legacy of the Oil for Food program
back in
the 1990s,
and it
has the salutary effect of protecting that money from foreign claims, and so the Iraqis have continued to use that mechanism and do so even today. But the effect of that back in 2003 was that money had to be transferred to Iraq, and there was no electronic funds transfer capability in Iraq to receive it, and thus the cash had to be flown.
And now it transpires that Iraq is not happy that their money is gone. In fact, they're asking the U.S. Congress for the money back, all $6.6 billion of it. What does Congress think about that?
Well, this is an ongoing issue between Iraq and the United States. Iraq feels that in 2003-2004 that the Coalition Provisional Authority did not carry out its fiduciary duty to properly manage the Development Fund for Iraq money. And I have been told on several occasions by senior Iraqi officials that they may pursue legal means to obtain some form of recovery. No such action has been filed to date, but I have a reasonable expectation that one will.
Stuart Bowen, Special Inspector General for Iraq, speaking with us from Arlington, Virginia. Thank you for your time indeed.
Thank you, Marco.